from the City of Brotherly Love. Well, from the spirit of the City of Brotherly Love, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Now, with me today is Paul Flanagan. Paul works in our communications department. Paul, what, besides tourists running up and down the museum steps to get their picture taken like Rocky, is going on in Philadelphia?
Well, there's a lot going on in Philadelphia, and you know,
there's always a lot going on in Philadelphia.
You're probably making fun of me because I think I did that like twice when I was there this weekend. But you know, this is an exciting time for our operations in Philadelphia. You know, we on Tuesday cut the ribbon for a new Terminal E expansion project that built basically seven new gates in Terminal E.
So it's not a new terminal; it's an add-on.
Yeah, it's an addition to a new terminal. It's kind of in a circular kind of area. It's been called the Hammerhead because I guess from above it looks like a hammerhead shark. But what it's enabled us to do is not only are they brand new gates, you know, with that new gate smell, which is awesome. You know, it's enabled us to consolidate our operations in Philadelphia because before we were operating basically out of two concourses. So now we're able to consolidate operations. We're now operating out of Terminal E. It's, you know, better for our customers, definitely better for our employees. You know, thanks to the City of Philadelphia, they really came through and putting together the funding and putting together, you know, this project that's been in the works for quite a long time.
So previously, some of our Southwest passengers may have come into one terminal and had to transfer to another terminal. Now it's all in one place.
That's correct. So yeah, absolutely. And so it's just convenient now for our customers. It's convenient for our employees. We think we'll be able to run a more efficient operation out there. And so again, this is a great thing to happen for us. Bob Montgomery, our VP of Properties, was up there cutting the ribbon. The mayor of Philadelphia was out there. You know, folks from the airport, and it was a great time, and we had a lot of participation, and the community is really interested in the new terminal expansion, plus the other special announcement we had that day.
Well, before we get to that special announcement, I'm going to ask another thing with that terminal expansion. Is it just terminals, or are there additional restaurants or other features to it?
That is a good question. Actually, with this new terminal expansion, we had three new vendors that are located right next to us. We have one of those CNBC magazine newspaper stands, also a McDonald's, and a Cantina Laredo. So yeah, we were excited for that. That's close to home. I thought that was a great idea when I heard it. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to be in Philly quite a bit more. So that's going to be a great addition. So again, there's a lot of amenities for our customers and just makes it a really convenient location.
Okay. Now on to that other news. What might that entail?
Okay. Well, before I start, we need to go back in time. So let's take the Red Belly Radio
time machine.
We're going back. Okay. Cue the dream sequence. So August 2009, we started our new service in Boston. And I was a part of that launch, as were many employees, and it was such a great time. But one of the things is we started visiting with people in Boston, people who live there, people who work there. They started getting excited about Southwest service. One of the main questions I got was, when are you going to Philadelphia? We also got those same questions about Florida, you know, because, you know, I guess that's where the Red Sox have their spring training. Philadelphia.
And other reasons to get out of Boston in the winter.
Yeah, as we're seeing now, to dig out from 70 inches of snow. But, you know, they wanted to know when we were going to Philadelphia. And evidently, we really realized that was a really important destination for a lot of people in Boston. And it's an important destination for a lot of people in Philadelphia. So as part of this ribbon-cutting ceremony that we had on Tuesday, Bob Montgomery was able to announce that we are going to start five daily nonstops from Philadelphia to Boston beginning in June. And that was a great announcement, welcomed by folks in Philadelphia, welcomed by a lot of people in Boston. And it really did get a lot of attention. And so we were so happy to be able to announce that route. We anticipate to be a very in-demand type route. And we're able to bring low fares to that route, which is something that people hadn't seen or had never seen in Philadelphia or Boston.
Well, I guess we could explain the Southwest effect.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and
we named it that.
But. That's why I hear. You know, we talk in terms of, I'll talk in terms of that route specifically.
Right.
You know, the advanced purchase prices that we found on other airlines in the Philadelphia market to Boston were $550 one way. And that is insane.
That's the walk-up fare, not a 21-day advance?
That is the 21-day advance.
You're kidding.
We're not kidding. That doesn't include the bag fees, the change fees, the fees to carry your mother-in-law on board. I mean, it is what it is. It was a very in-demand route, and it was an expensive route. You know, so we're really excited to be able to offer this $59 introductory fare for Philadelphians wanting to fly to the Boston area. And I say Boston area because that low fare is not only for Boston Logan, our service at Boston Logan, it's also for our service at Manchester and our service in Providence. So people in Philadelphia can, our customers in Philadelphia can book to Logan, to Manchester, and to Providence for that same introductory fare. And you're going to be seeing that a lot moving forward. It's not just about the Boston Logan new service. It's about that entire area. We offer many different options for our customers in the New England area, and we're proud of our three stations up there in the Boston area. We really think this is going to signal to the competition that the days of high fares are over. So we fully anticipate them to lower their fares as well. But
they'll probably keep their baggage fees.
Yeah,
not adding. By the way,
I'm thinking they might keep those baggage fees. But I think this is really important for our customers, and we're so happy to be able to bring the Southwest effect to this route. And I think it benefits everybody. It stimulates travel, and I think this is good news for everybody.
Yeah, the Southwest effect, of course, is after we announce service into a new market or a new city pair like this is, that other airlines tend to drop their fares also. So it just benefits the traveling public, really, and of course makes us happy too.
It really does, and it's not just leisure travel, it's business travelers and Philadelphia and especially the Boston area. When we went in there, I mean, those are two areas where there's a lot of business travel going on. So we're really signaling to the competition that Philadelphia is an important market to us, and we want their business. And so you're going to be seeing a lot of activity in Philadelphia. It's going to be one of our focus cities of 2010. And it's just, I think the folks in Philadelphia are really excited about this new service, this new facility. And there's some good things to come for Philadelphia.
Well, is there a third announcement?
There is, but we're kind of staggering these announcements, Steve. But I'm kidding. The Northeast is a very important area for us. Everywhere from Baltimore, which earlier in December we announced that by August we're going to be going up to 181 daily nonstops in Baltimore, and that's the most we've ever seen. We continue to start grow Boston. Boston has done very well for us. It's really outperformed expectations, and so we've slowly added new routes to our Boston service. LaGuardia is going really well. So the Northeast is a section of the country that is really important to us, and Philadelphia in particular is a city that we're going to be focusing on in 2010.
Well, Paul, thanks for taking the time with me to talk to Red Belly Radio and all the listeners.
Thanks, Steve. We really appreciate it.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Rocky Balboa has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.